Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Walker steals second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. There goes Appling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Sewell moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by York for a passed ball. Sewell moves to third. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Fox reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Appling moves to third. Connors moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell is walked intentionally. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for John Whitehead. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Appling is walked intentionally. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Connors hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. 2 outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Goose Goslin pinch hits for Chet Lobbs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. JoJo White now playing center field. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.